SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Sky Fauzon, and I got into boxing through my father. So my dad was a boxer in his younger days. And then he taught me to box as a kid, and then I grew up wanting to do it. He didn't want me to do it, so I went out and found my own coach, Ken Bradley. Then my dad came on board, took me on, and now I train full-time under Nudge Mealy in Wollongong. So the boxing program that we run through the gym is a 12-week program. So basically what we do is we bring people in who have either had zero experience or experience. We train them up for 12 weeks in a safe environment. We match them against each other. Some people want to fight, some people don't. We basically teach everybody that boxing is a safe sport. And at the end of the 12 weeks, we have a competition. We currently have 10 Indigenous athletes in our program at the moment. So probably nearly at 80% Indigenous here. What I think the program has done for the community is that we have taught healthy lifestyles changes. We've also brought a lot of people in to the gym who wouldn't normally train together. So we have police officers, we have kids, we have the youth, that disadvantaged youth that probably would never have stepped foot in here before. So what it has done for a lot of people's mental health has changed them for a positive aspect. A lot of people have made changes through drug and alcohol. I just feel like our community seems to help everybody. We have a fight coming up in March on the 23rd. 40 athletes that will be participating on the show. They're all training from here. Some are coming from the outside, like Wollongong, but most of them are all training with us. I really love watching everybody's journey as they come through. So basically from when they first walk into the gym and don't know even how to throw a single punch to basically watching them transform right up into the end, going through the emotions, like dealing with how they manage to get up into the ring because only 1% of the population can do it. So basically everything that they go through from the first day that they start sparring right up until the finish, and the changes from the start to the finish is not only physical but mainly mental. Our biggest hope for our program is that we would really love to start working with a lot more disadvantaged youth, a lot more men who are dealing with suicide, also women who go through DV. We just really want to start to let everybody know that our gym, our space, is a safe space for the community, whether or not if you want to fight or if you just want to be here and just find somewhere to go to have a place to basically fall back on.
My name's Sandra Ellis. I was born and bred on the South Coast. I've been involved in the boxing program coming up to 12 months. I wanted to get involved with the boxing program because I was struggling with my mental health and physical health at the time, and I felt like it was a good space for me to redirect that energy. I think the program's given me a purpose, really. So it's like reset my mind, and I'm able to focus better because I'm creating goals. Something as simple as turning up 6 days a week, making myself accountable, which is filtering into the rest of the areas in my life. What motivates me is a bit of everything, really. It's the environment is a big part of it. It's like a safe space and a family environment. This will be my fifth fight. Three fights, an exo, and this could be an exo or a fight. Feeling like it's full circle. So I started in the Bay, and I feel like coming up to a year, it just feels like a reward. Coming back on home ground, resetting, reminding me where I started. I look forward to continuing the program. I'm excited to see it grow and develop and see all the people coming through the door and get to experience everything that I've experienced so far.
My name's Cam Riley. I'm from Marie, New South Wales. I'm a proud Yawn Walbunja man. Last year, boxing come around, and I've always wanted to do it, so I signed up to be a part of the program last year. Boxing's helped me massively. After losing a few people to suicide in the community and the lifestyle that people live in, I was also living myself, was an unhealthy lifestyle. And when I found boxing and started training, it's changed my life to be a better person and a better father. I think after losing a few people myself last year, not only me but the whole community, we've lost young men to drugs and alcohol, and I think this is a positive space to be in, and it's a good environment, and it's about changing lives now and focus on the next generation, and we have to be the leaders. So I've done 2 fights. I've got a 3rd fight coming up in March. That's been massive lifestyle change, and I can't thank Sky and Amir enough for letting me join and to be a personal trainer down in Batemans Bay, because there's not many Indigenous personal trainers around here, and it's good to not only do the boxing but start leading by example how you can change your lifestyle, and things do turn around in your life for the better with boxing in your life.
My name is Jacinta Murray and I'm from Batemans Bay. So I've been in the boxing program for 1 year and 2 months now. I got involved mainly for my fitness at the start, and now I just love the sport. Boxing is good for me because it helps a lot physically, mentally, all around for me. I just love it. I'm looking forward to my next fight coming up because I'm looking for a win. I think it'll help the community like it helped me. I used to go out a lot, party a lot, but now I'm more focused on, I'm committed to the boxing and wanting to keep training physically to make myself better for my family.
My name's Marcus Neal. I'm a Wiradjuri man. My family come from Gilgandra. We moved down to the coast, so I was born and raised on the salt water. I've been boxing since about 10 years old with my dad and my uncles and that, and kind of grew up in boxing gyms and trained with Sky when she had a gym up the top of town, and then with her dad Jesse and that throughout my youths and all that kind of stuff. And when they started Dark South, I kind of saw the first fight night, then jumped on board for the second one, and just, yeah, really kind of fell in love with it. The crew, the vibe we've got, you know, the way that everyone kind of connects here and gets along, and it's just kind of like one big family. Boxing's always kind of helped me to regulate. So, like, whenever I've been going through, like, a tough time, or, you know, like, I felt down and out, I've just always kind of found a way to get in the gym and just even spending half an hour a day hitting the bag. My uncle always taught me, you know, like, everything's kind of going wrong in your life, just do one positive thing a day for you. And, like, boxing's always kind of been that for myself. And I think, you know, like, you see a lot of young kids and that, and you teach them a little bit of boxing, or, you know, you teach them how to throw a good jab or a right hand, and it clicks in their head and you see them tick over, and it's like a light bulb moment for them. For me, it's always been just the kind of like a foundation. It's just always kind of been around. I've seen my father and like my uncle and all them fight, and, you know, the fighters that they've trained, and now I'm training with some of the fighters that my dad and that used to train. And it's just like it's a big community within itself, and I think, like, it does bring everyone together, and it's a really good outlet. You've got young kids that are walking around not doing much with the day, or they're hanging around town, and you get them up here and you know, you get them on the bag, you get them on pads, and you get them in the boxing gym here for about a month, and that's pretty soon gone, eh? And they're ready to, you know, the ego's not there, and it, yeah, it definitely humbles them. For myself personally, like, I'd like to probably aim, if I can do the fight in March, if not, I'll go July, another one on the Batemans Bay card, but if not, I'd like to get one in before then and continue just to fight for Sky and Amir. I'd like to go for a state title this year. I think that's a pretty good, you know, achievable goal for myself. For the community, I'd like to see more community come and get around it and, you know, be involved in it and, you know, learn the art of boxing, I guess. Sky and Amir sharing their knowledge with them all, and they're helping people help themselves.
My name is Leslie Simon. I am a Walbunja man from Batemans Bay. My grandmother's side of the family comes from down here on the coast. My grandfather's side of the family come from Foster. I've gotten into the boxing for a while now. One of the earlier ones to do the boxing. Just fell in love with it and watched everybody else sort of come along, and I've gotten right into it. I was part of the gym and I seen the box. I've always sort of had an interest in boxing. And when they started up the training, I started doing the training with Sky and Amir when they were at the local gym. So I got into it, and then I felt ill. I have a kidney failure and I had to start dialysis, so I wasn't able to do the fighting as much. So they took me in as somewhat assistant trainer because I knew so much about the sport. They got me in to help train people, like amateur boxers that were just coming in to learn. It was a bit difficult at first. I doubted myself a bit because I didn't think I knew too much. But then, yeah, I just sort of rolled on with it and got right into it. Seen some of the young fellas come in and progress. It was really, really good, yeah. I think what the boxing has done for the community, it helps them build a sense of family and belonging for a lot of the young fellas that are coming up. Because you get a few that come through that are troubled youth, and it gives them sort of a home. It gives them something outside of the streets, like somewhere to put that energy, somewhere positive, something that's for themselves. And they learn a certain discipline by doing it, and it helps them with their day-to-day life. Like they'll get, it helps them be able to work in groups without having that, because a lot of the young fellas coming up in the streets are like a lot of aggression and stuff, and it helps channel that aggression into something positive. With the boxing event, I think it's good for the town, because a lot of people, when they look at boxing, they think it's just violence, and they think, but it's actually like, it's a good sport. You respect your opponent. I think it's good for the town to see, because they see just the everyday people that they work with, the people that they see. You gain a bit of respect through from your peers for doing it as well. As for the future of the program, I hope it does get bigger. I hope it gets more recognised. I'd like to see more youth get in. Like I was saying before, there's a lot of kids that are growing up without proper guidance. A lot of the young kids end up in jail, and if we can expand this and get more people in, then maybe we can prevent that from happening, hopefully, because what we've had, we have seen some changes, and kids that just never had that discipline growing up have taught themselves that discipline by being here, and I'd like to see it grow and hopefully, you know, save some lives down the track.